Well, for some years now, broadly speaking, my research has been about preventing violence against women. And because the AFL have the Respect and Responsibility program, which has been going for about 6 years now, they've engaged me to work with them on quite a few different projects related to that. Broadly speaking, violence against women is a really serious health issue in Australia. It has more of an impact on the health of Australians than smoking and obesity combined. So, you know, people don't talk about it as a serious health issue, but it is. One of the things that we think about prevention is that we don't understand it very well. So I guess what I'm hoping to do through my work is look at the work that's been going on in a variety of settings, both in with the elite footballers and in community football clubs, to try and create respectful behaviours. But what we want to do is understand what it is that can lead to respectful behaviours, and whether what's happening now works or not. And it's a very long-term project, because violence against women is something that's so deeply embedded in our society. It's about trying to create equal and respectful behaviours between men and women and people from all backgrounds. And in a practical sense, in community football clubs, it's about trying to create family-friendly environments where disrespect is just not accepted. And we know that disrespect often goes along with sexism and excessive use of alcohol. And we know that that happens in some football clubs, which is why football clubs are really such great venues for doing this kind of research and implementing these kinds of programs.